Hi, hello, welcome to Spirit Led Women. I'm your host, Katie Coberline, and I hope after today's episode, you are so freaking inspired, girl, and on fire to go build your business and your life with the Holy Spirit as the foundation. Let's dive right in. Hi, loves. I have been sick for a week, so I have been debating. I'm like, do I just get on here with my raspy voice and pause this every time I have to cough, or do I just roll with it? Because y'all are just gonna hear the coughs and listen to the word. And I'm really excited. I've been heavy in reading in Acts, and I just want to say, like, listen, your girl will skip a workout gladly anytime. I will skip a lunch date. I will skip anything. But when I skip my Bible time, y'all, I feel it. I feel it. When I don't wake up to spend time with the Lord before my kids, oh my gosh, my heart feels it. Like before I can do anything else, before I can unload my dishwasher, before I can start my day, I have to sit in His word, in His presence, because man, like there's nothing like it, right? Like it's the heart of worship is just sitting in the presence of God. And if you're anything like me, you start to feel that. It's like a spiritual ache. And when I start to feel it, I'm like, Holy Ghost, we need a bestie date. I need to open up the word. I need to sit with you. And I never leave time with the Holy Spirit the same. I always leave changed. And I have read this story a handful of times. I made a reel about it a year ago, the first time I read it, because it's so powerful. But we're going to be diving into Acts 16. And once again, I've kind of rebranded this podcast into 10-minute Bible series. And I do love a good like fire session. I love talking about like the business and, you know, bringing the Bible into our business. And I still touch on things like that here and there, but I really just want to read you the word, right? It just brings me so much joy. And I love like a good 10-minute knockout Bible study session with you. Okay. So we're going to dive into Acts 16. And once again, I'm sorry for my, like, my nose is so stuffed right now. I literally cannot breathe out of my nose. So just forgive me for my voice today, but we are going to be reading about Paul and Silas, and this is Acts 16. And I want to start with this story because I feel like it's very relevant in our culture to attach ourselves to astrology. And I'm not trying to step on your toes. Listen, back in 2019, I was heavy into New Age manifestation. I used to do the Manifestation Babe course. I had the workbook. I had the books. I used to do all of that. This was before I was like saved by the Holy Ghost and had those convictions. And I had the astrology app. I would get astrology delivered to my phone every day. I would screenshot it to my story all the time. And it's funny to look back at this because 2018 was, I mean, it was a spiritual battle for my heart. I was really into New Age. But I also started going and attending church for the first time repetitively in 2018, attending my first Bible study. And I just feel like there was this giant spiritual battle for my soul because the demonic side was like, no, we're going to do this and you're going to believe in astrology and you're going to do this manifestation course. And the heavenly realm was like, no, this girl, she's about to break these chains. She's going to walk into Bible study. Y'all, I remember walking into my first Bible study. I had no idea who anyone was, like Moses, Pharaoh, like reading all the Bible stories. I left that Bible study. I went in my car and I was just weeping because it was the first time in my adulthood where I truly felt the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, this is what I want to do. This is the only place I want to be. Every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30 at Connection Point in Brownsburg, it was the highlight of my it was the highlight of my week. And I remember the number one thing that convicted me, because we're going to dive into a story about astrology. The number one thing that convicted me when I was in this spiritual battle is I was doing this manifestation course. And y'all, forgive me, this was before I was saved, okay? I didn't know any better. And it had me do this practice where I would literally thank the universe for my like, thank you, universe, for this thing. And I'm like, no, this doesn't feel right to me. I don't want to do this. And I remember being like, I repented and I was so sorry. Like, I am so sorry, God, that I ever thanked anything else other than you. Every good gift is from above. So just know that, like, I'm coming to you from a place of love. I'm coming to you from a place of repentance, to where I've been there and I've lived very worldly. And now I can't read stories like this and just keep them from you. So, goodness, please forgive my voice. I cannot breathe out of my nose. So if I have to stop and breathe every couple seconds. So we're going to dive back into Paul and Silas. Okay. So it says, once as we were on our way to prayer, a slave girl met us who had a spirit. Keyword, you guys, she had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She made a large profit for her owners by fortune telling. As she followed Paul and us, she cried out, "These men who are proclaiming to you a way of salvation are servants of the Most High." She did this for many days. So let's pause. We need to understand that, one, this little slave girl, she made her owners very, very wealthy. She made her owners a lot of money. And the Bible says that she didn't have a gift. The Bible says that she had a spirit of divination. She had a spirit of fortune telling. She had a spirit. And we need to also recognize and understand that this spirit understood that Jesus was the Most High. Okay. It says that for many days she was following around Paul and Silas and saying, "These men who are proclaiming the way of salvation, they are servants of the Most High." So we need to understand that spirits are smart. They are smart, okay? But they also know who the Holy Spirit is. They know that Jesus is the Most High. They know that Jesus reigns, okay? So I love Paul. He's such a savage. It says, Paul was greatly annoyed, turning to the Spirit. Every detail matters in the Bible. It doesn't say turning to the girl. It says turning to the Spirit. He said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out right away. When her owners realized that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Okay, before I dive in, like, we need to understand that Paul said, "In the power of Jesus Christ, come out of her." Immediately, this girl lost her divination spirit. So I'm hoping that you're connecting the dots here, that she was controlled by a spirit. The spirit submits to the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, right? And it goes on to say, bringing them, are y'all ready for this miracle? Because, oh my gosh, this story gets better and better, okay? So Paul and Silas were dragged into the marketplace to the authorities. Bringing them before the chief, they said, "These men are seriously disturbing our city. They are Jews and are promoting customs that are not legal for us as Romans to adopt or practice." The crowd joined the attack against them, and the chief stripped off their clothes and ordered them to be beaten with rods. Okay, this just puts me in check, because I'm like, if we're scared to share the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, through a podcast, through an Instagram story, through a voice clip, through anything, Paul was out here getting beat with rods, y'all. And he had the authority and the conviction to keep going. So after they have severely flogged them, they threw them in jail, ordering the jailer to guard them carefully. Receiving such an order, he put them into the inner prison and secured their feet in stocks. Are you ready for a miracle? Listen to this story. So this is my Bible and She Reads Truth. It calls this a midnight deliverance. I wish y'all knew how bad I was struggling right now. Like, I can't even hear myself through my ears. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. So let's, like, tackle these two things. They were beat with rods because they casted out a spirit. They were giving the good news of the gospel. They were thrown in prison. They weren't crying in prison. They weren't laying on the floor waiting to get saved. The Bible says that they were singing hymns to God in prison, but the prisoners were listening to them. Every detail matters when we read this love story. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the jail were shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the doors of the prison standing open, he drew his sword and was going to kill himself, since he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul called out in a loud voice, "Don't harm yourself, because we're all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He escorted them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him along with everyone else in the house. He took the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. Right away, he and his family were all baptized. He brought them into his house, set a meal before them, and rejoiced because he had came to believe in God. So can we just take a moment and dissect this small paragraph? Paul and Silas were thrown in prison. God sent an earthquake to shake the walls down, to get the shackles off of their feet. But you know what caused that? They're praying and they're singing their hymns and their worship to God. So first I want to ask you, are you worshiping just when you get a pay raise? Are you worshiping just when things are good? Or are you worshiping when all hell is breaking loose? When you are getting hit with, you know, when you're getting hit financially, when you're getting hit in your marriage, when you're getting hit like brick after brick, right? Are you singing hymns out to the Lord like Paul and Silas? Because I can't read the story and be like, oh, they were singing hymns when they were out and evangelizing. They were singing hymns after they were beaten and thrown in prison. But you know who was listening? The people who worked at the jail. And I just like this story is so beautiful because not only is there there's two miracles here, okay? The shackles fell off their feet, and Silas got out of prison, but they also saved the jailer, y'all. It says his whole fat family got baptized. Like, this should be such an encouraging word of no matter what we're walking through, the people connected to us, everyone is connected to our obedience, and his whole family got baptized and saved. And I can't read this love story and just like go on with my day and be like, man, that was such a great story that happened 2,500 years ago, but God doesn't have the same power. No, like if you read the book of Acts, I encourage you, don't take it from me. I'm sitting here like butt on my head, you know, drinking my drink, just trying to like read you the word of God. Can't breathe out of my nose, can't hear out of my ears. I just have such a strong desire for you to understand that this is a giant love story. This is not a rule book. This is not a book to just read and be confused. This is living water that changes you. In this story, this midnight deliverance, this miracle is so, so, so powerful. And it just shows you the power of praising our way through difficulty, praising our way through the storm. So I just want to encourage you as I close this out, because y'all, I can't talk anymore. I'm literally dying. I got to go like pop some cough drops and some DayQuil. I encourage you that no matter what you're walking through, let the Lord do a deliverance within you. Let him take those shackles off of your feet by having your hands so high in the air, having the worship music so loud that you can't even hear the enemy, because the hymns to God are so loud that like you're just drowning out whatever the enemy is trying to do. So I encourage you, go out today and have your hands so high through your battle that you don't even hear what the enemy is trying to tell you.
So
sis. I see you listening to the whole episode. Thank you so much. I hope you feel inspired and on fire to get the Lord in the center of your life and your marriage and your parenting and your finances and your business. Get him all up in there, girl. And if you wouldn't mind, honey, after you hop off here, give me a review. Let me know how the podcast is helping you grow your walk with Jesus. Till then, I'll see you next time. Love you guys.